No reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Doug Vaughn here, taking time off from dispensing red-hot sports steaks to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The VA loan program is one of the best benefits of being in the military. It shouldn't have to be a difficult process to go through. A lot of people shy away from a VA loan because they've heard the horror stories that people have gone through trying to refinance or buy a home. At Hero.Loan, we do all the VA-required paperwork for you and can close your VA mortgage in as little as 14 days. And we'll even pay for the appraisal. For all your VA mortgage needs, apply online today at Hero.Loan, a new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I went to a fancy party. Everybody had a good time. Eating lobster tails and caviar and olives from Spain. But I had Hardee's on my mind, Hardee's on my mind.
Told you. Hurry on down to Hardee's with the burgers. That was Mama Cass Elliott. If you missed it, we were talking earlier about, you know, myths and urban legends, and the one that went around that she died, she choked on a ham sandwich, is not true. And some of them said, no, she choked on a Hardee's hamburger, because that was her. She was the spokesperson for Hardee's. Now, today, they would never have a spokesperson like Mama Cass. Why do you think I say that?
Because she was heavy.
And she did.
She was fat.
Yeah.
Right. She was very fat.
Yeah.
And, ooh, now we don't ever want a fat person to be a spokesperson for a food place, because we like to make everybody think that we're nutrition conscious.
And remember the Hardee's commercials where the last year or the year before, where they had that hot girl doing them?
Yes. Oh, where the sauces were dripping off the burger and making a mess, and she was in a bikini or something.
Yeah.
I don't go for that. I don't go for that either.
No.
That's disgusting. That's almost disgusting as having a big fat person do your commercials.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And it's sexist. Mm-hmm. And Dan, you know how I feel about that.
I know.
I don't like using scantily clad women to promote anything.
No.
I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, it is.
He said laughingly, and with his feet crossed and fingers crossed. I think it's fantastic. A quick word from one of the major attractions in Chesterfield Valley, and there are a few, and that's Amini's. Oh, and then Scott Sherman's coming in. So before I get into Amini's, let me go ahead and give you the number now. If you have a legal question, or you're not really sure if this is anything that would require legal action, but you'd like to know, you can talk to Scott for the entire this upcoming hour. 314, I love this new number, 821-0590. You can actually call now, and Dan will put you on the screen. 821-0590. The 314 part is easy. In the middle, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, sits Amini's. And it looks like it could be a lot of things. It could be an arena football stadium. It could be some sort of laser tag, high-tech, circular-shaped UFO-looking thing. It's not. It's a store. It's a retail store. But I don't think you, outside of the other Amini stores, there are three others in the United States. Outside of that, I don't believe you'll go into any other store in the United States and find this collection of merchandise. Because I'm sure that experts, if somebody sat out and said, well, I'd like to design a store, and I'd like to sell jukeboxes and high-end furniture and really nice rugs, they go, that's a bad idea. You're never going to make it. That stuff shouldn't go together in a store. Well, it apparently should and is all together in Amini's and has worked out quite well for them. If you've never been in a Meanies, I want you to take somebody with you, somebody older, younger, or of the opposite sex. And the reason is this. There is something for everybody in a Meanies, for little children and old people. Something they'll either really appreciate that will enhance the look and the quality of life at home, or something just flat out fun, like a pinball machine, or an arcade game, or shuffleboard table, or pool table, or home theater furniture. It's all there. It's all there at Amini's. Here's what's not there. Junk. They don't sell junk. Most stores you go into, let's say it's for furniture, they'll have okay furniture, most of them. You know, maybe good furniture, mediocre furniture, and then there's always usually some junk furniture that's really cheap, and there's a reason for that. They don't deal in that. In fact, the furniture at Amini's, I don't think you'll find anywhere else. This is the finest furniture made in the world. That explains the price tag. Sometimes you really do get your money's worth, and you do it at Amini's. So whether it's something fun or something to make your home more beautiful, more livable, check it out. And you really need to, because no website, no Facebook page, no word of mouth could ever do it justice. You have to go in and see this store, Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for
this is the
and who's against the law.
Today's show, well, see, once a week, really it's only once a week, so I would take advantage of it if I were you. You get a chance to speak with an attorney. He actually went to school and has that, you know, certificate that he passed the bar exam. Scott Sherman, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
When did you take the bar? What year?
1995. And then I took two other states, 97, 98.
So you're licensed to practice in three states. What are the other two states?
Illinois and Michigan.
Okay. Why Michigan?
I'm from there. Yeah, I went to school there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I grew up there.
All right, folks, here's the thing. I'd call right now if I were you, because once people do start calling, for some reason, everybody wants to wait till they think, I don't know why that is, but I would call now. And we have an easy, much easier number for you. It's 314-821-0590. 314-821-0590. And you get a chance to talk to Scott Sherman and throw your legal stuff at him. I'm trying to think if there's, well, Dan takes calls, puts names on the screen. 314-821-0590. If there's anything in the news that legally, I don't really want to talk yet about this plane crash down at Long Road, Chesterfield Airport Road. Just because what?
Well, I have something. It's not a very heartwarming story, but it's getting a lot of traction right now.
Well, usually legal matters aren't heartwarming.
It is this 16... Tim, you probably know about this. It is this 16-year-old girl who was she was sex trafficked. I don't really know the term for a victim of that. And she ended up shooting a man and killing him who was to be her client for that night. Obviously, she was forcing it against her will, but she has received life imprisonment now because of shooting this guy. And that's really something that people are kind of either happy or really sad about it.
Was he beating her? What was he doing?
No, apparently the cause of him being shot, I'm unsure, but he was, you know, a full-grown man. She was 16 years old when her pimp or whatever forced her into doing this. And, I mean, I personally don't understand why she is being sentenced to life in prison, because, yeah, okay, she shot a man, she took somebody's life, she should probably have some sort of, I don't know, counseling afterwards, maybe, you know, put her
was
into...
Was that here?
States? In the United States, yeah, it was.
See, that's outrageous to me. This poor girl, her mind couldn't have been right.
She's a kidnap victim.
She's legally a child
It would be as though somebody had been kidnapped and kept in a basement and chained to a wall, and in order to get out of that, they had to kill the captor. So I don't know that is really a very good result, But if there was a technical, if there was ever an instance where a technical conviction should result in the lowest possible sentence for that, it would be this one.
Right.
So yeah. Certainly somebody, Patty Hearst was a kidnap victim that turned into a bank robber, and she should have been held responsible for that. But if what you're telling me is exactly what happened, and she was kidnapped and sex trafficked and held against her will, then I think she could use any force necessary to get herself free. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope that is overturned on appeal.
Well, right now, and it's an oddest turn of events, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but Kim Kardashian has volunteered to pay her entire legal fees, and she's put her lawyers on the case.
Well, it's good to see that money will go somewhere other than to her narcissism.
Yeah, there's one decent thing. One of the Kardashians
one for her.
Has done.
That's right.
And there are a lot of. There's one in the news today, and I'll go over it a little bit in the Playhouse if I have time. And it's a decision I'm stunned by it. It's this cop who was, the word hero is way overused, but in this case he was. That Orlando nightclub shooting. This cop saved several lives there, put his own life at risk. They have cut him loose from the police department 6 months before he would have started drawing his retirement. I will never understand how that happens. And I'll try to get the story and share it with you later, but there are a lot of people who are really outraged at this. This guy, if they'd let him stay on six more months, would have drawn a full, it was a 10-year retirement, not 20 or 30, but he would have at least gotten that 10-year mark worth of retirement for the rest of his life. And this happens a lot where companies, these cold-hearted bastards, will cut people loose just before they would have been eligible for full pension or retirement or whatever. That to me, wow, people should just do whatever they can to send a message to that company or that police department or whatever. They shouldn't have done that. I'll try to get more on that. Yeah, the girl... And Scott, is it really all... Was that a jury trial or was that a judge?
The first time hearing of it was from Limey, so... I don't know that.
I don't know how you can send a girl like that to prison. Which
I don't know how you
can
even convict her.
People are raping her.
Right.
I don't either.
And she's underage, so the person is not only is she being raped because she's under the age of consent, so it's statutory rape. She is essentially enslaved.
Every guy who had sex with her should go to prison.
That's right. For prison forever, and the people that perpetrated this, the whole ring of them. I wish that there was capital punishment for non-murders. In that instance of taking a child and putting them into sexual slavery, that should be the death penalty.
And Frank, this cop in Orlando that is getting fired, he's only 45 years old. He claimed he had PTSD after he went through this whole incident. So
which I don't doubt, by the way. That was a horrible scene.
Right. Well, they're firing him because they say they need to replace him on the force because he can't do his job. Because he can't do his job because of his PTSD, so they need to fire him and replace him with a cop who can do a job.
Now, that's the entire reason that they had all of the American with Disabilities Act, because you could say the same thing about somebody that broke their leg or had a heart attack or had a stroke or has cancer. That is a BS answer, and I hope that the best employment discrimination lawyer in Florida is handling this case. Yeah. For that officer.
I hope he gets a hold of somebody who can help him, because that's just not
fair. By the way,
his PTSD was a result of his heroic actions on the job, the very job they're cutting him loose from.
In a mass murder shooting, the likes of which anyone would suffer from PTSD.
And this guy had to start a GoFundMe page because he claims he doesn't have enough money for Christmas gifts for his kids.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Man.
He's a cop. I saw what he made. It was like $30,000 a year.
38.5. 38.5.
After 10 years,
I have a prediction. That is the biggest mistake the city of Orlando financially has made. They are going to pay, and I hope they pay dearly.
Here's where we miss it in this country. You can have a handful of people stand up and shout about some piece of crap that everybody else disagrees about, and they get attention and get their way. Yet something like this, 99% of this country, if they would just read the news and find stories like this, should rise up, flood that department with protests and whatever to get them to rethink this. We don't seem to realize that our voices are stronger and louder, and there are more of us for things like this than these idiots who don't want somebody to make a cake they don't want to make. I mean, oh my God, that's a big deal. Like, this is a much bigger deal to me, this guy in Florida. Let's take some calls. Here we go. 314-821-0590. And only call if you need the advice and maybe the help that either Scott Sherman can give you or from someone he will send you to or turn you on to. We'll start with Patrick. Patrick, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. How are you today?
Great, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go.
Hey, I've got, I think, probably an easy one for you. Let's say I croak today, and my wife has left. If everything is in both of our names, car, house, everything, does she still have to go through probate if I don't have a will?
Can I do this?
Absolutely.
No. You don't. That's one of the smart things about putting things in both names. Checking accounts, car titles, house. I could be wrong. I'm not an attorney. Scott, right or wrong?
No, the way that Patrick phrased the question, Frank's right. The house, the car, the bank account, all of that can be done in a non-probate transfer. You want to make sure it's done right because you want to make sure it's done with right of survivorship so the survivor, like the show Survivor, gets everything. Because if they do it a certain way, then it might have to go into probate. But if it's done correctly, most of the big ticket stuff can be done outside of probate. But you can't do that with everything. The clothes in the closet, jewelry, a lot of those kinds of things don't come with it some kind of titling device like a car title or a house mortgage or title for a house deed. So those things would probably have to be divvied up. But if you are asking the question, if everything you own is in joint names and done properly, can you avoid probate? The answer is yes.
Okay, now when you say done properly,
yes.
What is the done properly part?
Good follow up.
Forgive me, folks, but I like to take a shot at pretending to be a law student. I think what he means by done properly is this. You can title a car several ways. If you have the car title, let's say your wife's name is June, Patrick and June, as opposed to Patrick and or June, or with TOD, transfer upon death. If it's you and her jointly, then you might have some issues and some kinks to get out. But if you title it one or the other one, or you with a TOD to her, that's properly. Am I close, Scott?
You're close. You want to have TOD designations on that. And the or is an interesting one with the Department of Revenue because then you would each own it equally but individually. With the house, and that's the most valuable one, you want to make sure it's joint tenant with right of survivorship. You want to make sure with right of survivorship. Because if it's tenants in common, then the one-half interest, if you died, would go through your estate. And the one-half interest of her, she would still own. So you want an all-or-nothing set of titling on everything. POD on bank accounts, payable on death. TOD on titles for vehicles or any kind of titleable thing. And the house, most importantly, joint tenant with right of survivorship. Anything that isn't done where it's all or nothing, would then that half interest would have to be probated.
Well, the joint... Go ahead and say it again. Joint what?
Joint tenant with right of survivorship.
Yeah. Does that have to be... Is that specifically stated on the deed then?
It would be. You'd title it that way.
Okay.
And that's okay. a simple change.
Okay.
Any real estate lawyer could do.
Patrick, you started this with if I croak. Are you feeling okay?
Well, you know, I'm not home yet, and I'm talking to you guys, so we'll find out if I get there all right.
Hey, you could get hit by a truck any day. I know what you're saying.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Before
we get to the next call, I have a quick question and something you said that I never thought about. By the way, the number, much easier now, 314 821 0590. That's us, see, 590, the fan. 821-0590. You mentioned clothes in the closet. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that the government wants to divvy up somebody's clothes in the closet or jewelry?
Yeah.
How would they even know about it?
My dad had an uncle or a cousin of his who was a pretty wealthy guy, and when he passed away, he got a notice from the lawyer that my dad was left in the will. And my dad was sorry that he passed away. Guy was a World War II vet. He was an interesting guy. Guess what he left him? His clothes. He had to go. And then there was a fight over this will. So my dad had to go to court and sit in a deposition. And he's sitting there going, I got a bunch of out-of-style clothes from an 85-year-old guy that don't fit me. What am I doing here? But indeed, he was left clothes out of the closet. And the fight was about other things. But yes.
What fight? What are you telling me? A family member said, "No, those are our clothes."
No, they wanted the bulk of the estate. But once the question was about the guy's capacity to be able to divvy up his stuff, whether it was a $1 million bank account or it was clothes, everything was on the table. So I think my dad ended up disclaiming the clothes. I think he got some of them. So yeah, if it's not something that is either a non-probate transfer. Then it's got to be designated, unless people aren't going to fight about it, in some kind of probate thing, will or a trust.
Even shoes, clothes, socks, underwear. Holy cow, that just seems stupid.
It is stupid.
All right, 314-821-0590.
That's why if you feel like checking out, give your stuff away.
No kidding. Ed, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you and the gang?
Great, Ed.
And the PM. Also, Trevor.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Well, see, when he says "and the gang," that's when you guys should say, "Hi, Ed. How you doing?" Apparently, they don't like you, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
What do you have? No, too late. What do you have for Scott?
Okay. Last week, somebody called in about yardage on their yard, wondering whether or not you can. You suggested that they get a lawyer to find out about getting the land and getting paid for the land, and you keep care of it and everything, correct?
It was something about the fence line and whether or not that...
Yeah, correct. Okay, so maybe 15 years ago, the yard behind me was getting sold. I was off that day. I was a mailman, and I was off that day when the surveyors were there. They said I owned 10 feet more of my property than where my fence line was. I said, cool. So I went out and measured it and went to Home Depot and bought before Home Depot. But anyways. I put up a fence around this. Thank you. I put up a fence and contacted my homeowner's insurance that I paid for title insurance. And I didn't have to go through a lawyer. I didn't have to. I ended up getting like $4,000.
Nice.
For that little piece of property.
That's good. And it better that you got that because it was yours than somebody grabbed it and took it through adverse possession. So that's fantastic. What I was.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess that's one way to do it. I wanted the survey done for that person, and I wanted him to go to court if it was need be and have that that title action set because he hadn't sold his house and wasn't selling it. They'd been there 35 years. But if that's another way to do it and the title insurance, the title company had screwed up the survey, good for you.
All they did was go to the county or whatever, the city, and pull the records and said, okay, yeah, it looks good to us.
Why'd you take $4,000?
I went to Maplewood. The part of it was in Maplewood, and I went to Maplewood City and asked what the going price of real estate per foot was in the area, and figured out 700 square feet was about $4,000.
Okay.
And
I just
went to them and said, "Hey, Maplewood said this, and that's how much money I want." And I had a check in the mail in about 2 weeks, and then the neighbor behind me never talked to me. So, hey.
Well, nothing ever works that fast normally. That's ever. Good for you. Okay. All right, Ed.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas. Yeah, I keep forgetting to say that. We got to say Merry Christmas to people. All right, we have lines open. I'm going to take a break. We'll take a break. We come back. You can get in now. If you call now, you can get in. 314-821-0590. Do it now. 314-821-0590. There's no charge for this. This is free advice. And before I do my business and we take a break and while you call and Dan put your name on the screen, let me say something I know that Scott will back up. I think a lot of people don't do wills. They don't have a will because they think, well, I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 40s. You assume you're going to be around till you're 75, 85 years old. Don't assume anything. People die every day in their 20s, their 30s. They die when they're in their teens. Unfortunately, it could be a car wreck. Never, ever do that because you're setting up a miserable situation for your family. And the other reason I think, and Scott, you know more about this than I do, I think the other reason that, people don't have a will is they think they don't have anything, that they're not worth anything. They don't really have an estate. Well, I only have $1,000 in savings. Most people are worth a whole lot more than they think they're worth because they forget to take into consideration the car that's paid off. Okay, it's worth something. Even though the house is not paid off, what if there's only $40,000 equity in the house? That's still $40,000. So right there, you're worth $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And I think, would you agree? Most people have an estate, and I don't know that I like the word estate because estate to me implies, oh, look at that massive estate. Estate just means your stuff.
Stuff.
Your net worth. Your net worth. Most of you, even those of you listening right now who think, well, I don't have anything. Yes, you do. And you want to make sure that whatever you have, the right people get it, right or wrong.
That's right. And you don't want them to have to deal with not only the tragedy and heartache of losing you, but now going through this nasty, ugly process of probate. And there are so many ways, especially if you don't have a lot of stuff, but you do have some stuff like a house, some things that are titled, as Patrick was talking about earlier, you can get that stuff figured out without the expense and headaches of going to probate. So there's a lot of
stuff.
And if you don't think you have a lot of stuff, then give your stuff to Frank and I. Because you obviously it's not that valuable. So we'll take your car and your house that you don't think has much equity in it. We'll take it off your hands, or you can get your estate going.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Anybody listening thinks, I don't have that much, do a simple will, make the beneficiaries, me, and we'll split it 50-50. Scott Sherman and I will split this whatever you think is not worth very much. I think that's a great
idea. Or do an inter vivos gift. Do it while you're alive. Why wait?
Yeah.
Just do it
now.
And
you don't even have to deal with it.
Now you don't have to deal. We'll let you drive the car.
Yeah.
It's just
our car you're driving.
It just will let you drive.
And we'll be real lenient. We'll let you take it night, weekends, whenever you want.
Right. As long as you insure it, no problem at all.
Yeah.
We're good with
business. We're take a break, come back. Still got one line open. Let's jump on it. 314-821-0590. Chuck's Boots is the largest boot store in the world. It's also owned by the guy who owns this radio station. You say, well, you know, you're only doing commercials for him because he told you to. No, he never, in any of our negotiation when I came here, he never once mentioned doing commercials for Chuck's Boots. I mentioned it. I said I'd be happy to do commercials for Chuck's Boots. But I didn't say that until I went in the place. I don't do commercials for anybody, for any service, or for any product that I don't feel good about. I turned down 4 out of every 5 opportunities to come to me, and believe me, it's painful to do that because I could use some new advertisers. So I was happy to say, I'd love to do Chuck's Boots commercials. Now, if you haven't been in Chuck's Boots, brace yourself. It's hard to describe. 60,000 pairs of boots from under $100 to about $2,000 a pair. Everything in between. Motorcycle boots, work boots, primarily, I'm going to say like 80% Western boots. You can call them cowboy boots if you want to, but it's quite a sight. And this guy who owns it, who owns the station, bought it 19, 20 years ago for a great price. And it's now worth about 30 times what he paid for it because he turned it into the largest boot store name in the United States. Chuck's Boots, two locations, Fenton and St. Peter's. And Limey, you told me the website, and I didn't write it down like an idiot. It's like Chuck's Boots, what?
Chuck's Boots, stlouis.com.
Yeah, see, it's the St. Louis part I forget. I was going to say, Chuck's, thank you. St. Hang on. Chuck's Boots, stlouis.com. Don't go away. We come back. More help from Scott Sherman if you'll just call 314-821-0590. This is 590 The Fan.
And it's time to check traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Ameren. Heavy Hampton to Shrewsbury, westbound 44. The east and westbound 70 ramps to Adelaide closed. A serious accident on Hall at Cary. Accident Olivet Schulte, southbound 170, lines up Page to 64. And looks like a traffic incident downtown eastbound 64 near 14th Street. Get instant rebates on Energy Star certified LED bulbs from Ameren, Missouri. LEDs last at least 15 times longer than incandescent bulbs. Buy online at amerenmissouri.com/shop. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Give joy, get joy, right now at Kohl's, and take an extra 25% off. Plus, for limited time only, Yes to You members earn double points. Kohl's, offer valid December 7th through 9th with promo code Santa. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde, lied about his height, Larry, and lest we forget, whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting hero.loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face-to-face to go over the application and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at hero.loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
All right, we're back with Scott Sherman as we do every Thursday. He helps a lot of people here. If you have a legal question, we don't have a lot of time left. We do have a line open. You want to jump in? It is 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590. Omar, thank you so much for holding as long as you've held. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Omar.
I have a quick question. My wife was in a car accident, and being cooperative with the insurance company, but what they're giving me for the vehicle is kind of ridiculous, not even like a quarter of what the Blue Book is estimating.
Are you familiar with the Edmunds.com website, EDMUNDS.com?
I know it, but I haven't been on it. Yes.
I would run your car's specs through that: year, make, model, condition, extras, mileage, and get the ranges between what is the low, the wholesale, which is really NADA, and the retail, which is the Kelley Blue Book. I know Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, they do it too. But Edmunds is the most reliable one on the reasonable replacement value of the car. And I know that they're offering you the money, not how much, but why they're doing that is because your wife's car is totaled, in the sense that it's worth more to fix than it is to replace.
Exactly.
But you got to have your ducks in a row. You've got to have your evidence that they're screwing you. And
there are also policies that are full replacement policies. They're a little different. In other words, the policy guarantees to give you what it's going to take to buy that same car, and that's not wholesale price.
Not on a third party liability. You're not going to get that. That's okay. More one where you've got a collision deal and it's through your own company. But when somebody hits you, as they did Omar's wife.
This is through my own company.
Okay.
My wife caused the accident.
Oh. So you got a deductible discount. How much is your deductible on that?
$500.
$500. What do you think the replacement value is on it?
It's an older car. The Blue Book says, you know, I went down to the like lowest condition. It was like $5,500, and they're giving me like $1,800.
Well, that sounds terrible.
No. That's a huge difference.
I can't find
the car. I said, if you can find me a car, this car for $1,800, I'll buy it in a heartbeat.
Did you ask them, Omar, what they based their price on? What they were using as a guy? I'd say, tell me exactly what source you use to come up with that ridiculous amount of money. I'd like to take a look at that myself.
And that's a great question. When you do that, when you ask that question, I would have the Edmunds.com ranges with the fair stuff, what was really in it, the accurate mileage, the accurate condition. It costs nothing. They'll email it to you for free, and you don't have to join. It's a simple search. And with that information in your possession, I'd call back this property damage adjuster and say, what is your top replacement figure for this vehicle? And if you've got that stuff in your hand, I'd say you got one more chance to make this right, and then I'd be on the phone with a lawyer trying to make sure that they are not doing something to you,
Omar,
screwing you.
If you send them The estimated value of that car from Edmunds, from Kelley Blue Book, and from NADA, because they're all going to be more than 1800. And you say, here are three quotes, all of them well in excess of your ridiculous amount you've given me. You take a look at these, and unless you can give me some good reason why you think it's only worth 1800, the next correspondence you'll get from me will be from my attorney.
That's
and,
right.
And unless
that's
you're, unless we're missing good. Something here, you're not telling us, Omar, about the shape of that car.
I'm not missing. No, I mean, it's, everything no, was, I mean, it's.
They're trying to screw.
I think so, too. And it's, like I said, it's my own company. I've been with them for 20 years.
No,
called my agent. I'm like, this is, you know.
Omar, what's the what's the make and model and year of that car? Just curious.
I got a 2007 Chevy Malibu.
How many miles?
I think I might know who your expert would be at trial.
How many miles?
I got 102,000 miles.
Yeah. Now, that car's worth, unless it's just beat all to pieces, been rolled over three or four times, it's absolutely worth more than $1,800. This guy's job, who gave you that price, his job with the insurance company is to pay out as little. He gets rewarded for that, as little as possible. And if he pulled it off and you settled for that, they'd be high-fiving him back at the office. Way to go, man. You got that guy to settle for $1,800.
And it is first party, so you're talking about things like vexatious refusal to pay statutes. You could make a complaint with the Department of Insurance, but you got to make sure your value is right. So get your value right. Get your information together. Do what Frank said. Call the person back and say, okay, here's your chance. Then the next chance is the top supervisor in property damage, and then the next thing is a lawyer.
And you won't be lying, okay, Omar, when you say I've spoken to my attorney. This is BS.
Yeah.
He agrees, and I think you'll have to agree. And the next time you speak to anybody, it'll be to him and not to me. Because it's not a lie. You did just speak to your attorney, Scott Sherman.
That's right. And what's also interesting, Omar, is you don't actually have to do those values. The courts in Missouri, it's a Missouri thing?
Yes.
Courts in Missouri have said that the owner has the right to testify to the value of their car. But I want you to have all of your ducks in a row so you're speaking right chapter and verse from an independent place that doesn't know you, doesn't care about the car, but wants to go and give people that are out in the consumers an opportunity to find out what's fair. Not what's unfair, not what's a ripoff, either way. But these are the fair replacement values, ranges of this vehicle. So go do that tonight. It'll be free, and I think it'll work. And if it doesn't, boy, that'd be a fun case for a consumer lawyer, and I just happen to know the best one in town. I think he might like this.
Okay. Right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Omar. Don't let them screw you over. Thank you, Omar.
I'm trying to be a nice guy here, but I think they're
out. Sometimes that doesn't work.
Start nice. Yeah. Always start nice, but don't always finish nice.
Yeah, because they're going to do the opposite. They're going to start nasty. Okay.
Yep.
And
oh, man,
I figured that.
To work the other way.
I had one this morning. We got a new case. Gal got rear-ended by somebody going about 50 miles an hour, and so they didn't want to deal with the insurance company. I called and talked to the adjuster. She's like, well, I've only been here for 10 minutes. I go, that's okay. I've been here for 5 minutes, but you've been doing it longer than 10 minutes. Your client rear-ended my client. Here's what we need you to do. Call your client and find out. Well, I need to talk to everybody. I go, you're not talking to my client. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on the phone with your client, find out why she's smashing in the back of my client. Then you're going to set up a rental for my client, and you're going to get out there and take a look at this car, and all this is going to be done in the next 24 hours. She goes, well, who made the report? I said, St. Louis County. She goes, the sheriff's department? I'm like, ma'am, I know you've been handling cases in St. Louis longer than 5 minutes. The sheriff's department doesn't do that. But if you think they do, I would love to invite you to give me to your supervisor so I can tell him or her what you just said, and you might not be doing this for very long. This might not be the job for you. Guess what they did? They called back this afternoon and went out looking for the address, looking for the car to go estimate it. That was kind of fun.
Sometimes, Omar, nice doesn't work. Thank you, Omar. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We're out of time. Hit that theme music, if you would, and I'll have Scott Sherman give everybody his email address. Scott, tell him what your email address is. Anytime with that music. Anytime with that Scott Sherman music. Anytime. What's your email address?
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's okay. We're out of time, and I have time, one little bit of business, and then we're going to move on. And before you know it, it's Playhouse time with the joke and all the other stuff. Window World is in the window business. I don't know if they're worldwide. I don't think they are. Window World. But so what that really means is, I guess, in the world of windows and window sales and purchases, there are lots of products. I don't know how many windows there are available in this country. Maybe like 70. I think that's probably a pretty good guess. Some of them very expensive, some not expensive. Some trying to make you think they're Window World. There is a company that for years has copied their logo type style, put out ads deliberately made to look like Window World ads, but it doesn't say Window World anywhere. So that's not Window World. Window World is who you want. If what you want is a replacement window, that is a good value that gives you a great window for the money. And that money is an amount that, including installation and when all things are said and done, I quite frankly don't know how they do it, and a lot of other window companies don't know how they do it. They wish they weren't able to, but they are. And that's why they make for some pretty stiff competition. It's also why it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. They have a lifetime warranty. Lifetime. And it's a big, fat warranty that covers everything. They also have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. They also have 15-month same-as-cash financing with approved credit. And they'll be happy to come out and give you an in-home estimate. It's exactly what it will take to replace the windows you need to have replaced. They are Window World. Nobody else can touch them. Everybody else is jealous of them. Everybody else in the window business would love to be Window World, but there is only one. And you can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light, just like you can always count on Reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you sick and tired of these other banks and mortgage companies taking 120 days to close your VA loan? At Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. We also do 100% cash out refinance. You can buy a home and bring nothing to closing. And the best part, we do all the VA required paperwork for you and will come meet with you at your home, office, or even on base to get the loan process started. Apply online today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The home loan expert.
So if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just across there.
For a minute and a half away from the news at the top of the hour with Tim Woodburn. So it gives me a chance to tell you a little bit about what's coming up in the Playhouse. I mentioned when I was talking with at the beginning of Scott's segment, this police officer down in Florida who has been let go 6 months shy of his time that he would have been able to collect his retirement. I don't get this story. We'll kick that around a little bit. The other thing we'll do is we'll tell you what you can expect when Larry Connors comes on tonight at 6 o'clock. Also, This year marks the 50th anniversary. Listen to me. For you folks who are baby boomers who already feel kind of old, this is going to make you and me feel even older. 50 years ago, The Graduate came out with Dustin Hoffman. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. And I have some interesting information about The Graduate. Stuff I never knew until this morning when I read it. And we got a little Waffle House story I think you'll enjoy. And of course, as always, the heart of the Playhouse, the foundation, and that is the joke. So it's all coming up. Please don't go away. Please don't forget what you're listening to. You are listening to...